Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so let's get back into this letter here. I'm not exactly sure. I've been racking my brain here the last 24 hours exactly how to present this to you guys. And the issue gets so clouded with me because, like my wife said yesterday when she was on, I forget a lot of the details and a lot of the hurt conveniently.
Yeah, Bert has had a difficult relationship with his parents for most of his life. And I think we explained yesterday you were a bit of a divorce trophy between the two of them. I mean, couldn't be on more opposite sides of the country, mom in New York and dad in California. And so it's been difficult all the way through, even in your adult life, as you have your own family and your own children, all that stuff. I mean, still a very difficult relationship with both of your parents. But right now the struggle is really with your mom.
Yeah, and it's impossible for me to detail all the hurt throughout the year. So if you're just hearing this last part of it, you might think that, well, what's the big deal? You have to sort of know the entire history, and it would take five shows to tell you everything. But I did pinpoint this yesterday, that I told you yesterday when I went out to California, and my dad talked so much crap to me about my mom when I was like 7 or 8, and I bought it. She just basically gave up. She stopped calling, didn't even make any attempt to call. So for 10 years out of my life, there's this cutoff that has really, you know, now I know this through a lot of therapy, has shaped a lot of my personality. It's difficult for me to be in relationships. It's difficult for me to trust people. It really, that cutoff, those 10 years not being with my mother, really had a tremendous impact on me. And my mother knows that because she's allegedly a therapist. So she knows.
A family therapist.
Family therapist.
A very therapist, successful, awesome. Very successful family therapist.
So when I look at my family and I see all of these cutoffs on both sides of the family, I'm always very sensitive to it. And I have always said that will not be me. So at the root of the anger for me lately has been that she initially made this cutoff a couple of months ago. That she, that would even be an option for her, knowing that our relationship has always been fractured because of this cutoff years ago. The fact that it could possibly be an option for her to say, look, I just don't want to talk to you anymore as an adult, has hit me on so many emotional levels that that's where my real anger comes from. That make any sense? I know we're talking a lot of psychology 101 stupid stuff here, but
no, it makes sense.
I spent a lot of money on it, so I'm going to share it with you. So as I said, my mom cuts me off, and then she emails me, says she's ready to talk, and I basically emailed her saying, my life's not on your timetable anymore, so I can't deal. I can't deal now. So she sends me this letter, and it sits for 6 weeks on my counter and with a friend. And I promised yesterday I would open it. So I did. And I will read you the contents of that letter. I'm going to read it for you from top to bottom.
Okay. How long is it?
It's 3 very short paragraphs. Maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 sentences, 8 sentences.
That's it?
That's it?
That's it.
But I thought it was thick.
It's a it is... I'm seeing the paper in front of me. It's about a third of the paper.
Just like that. Third of the paper.
And it's typed.
Folded over, typed. Okay. And it came with a news clipping.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
So that's not a personal picture. That's a news clipping.
This is a news clipping.
Oh, no.
What do you think? What's your worst nightmare?
What do you think?
I don't want to say it.
What is it?
Why?
What's your worst nightmare?
I don't want to say it.
Did she send you a Dilbert cartoon?
An obituary?
No.
Okay.
Oh.
You mean like she was, like somebody had died or that she was announcing that she was going to die?
I thought that she would send you a thing about Marty in the mail.
Oh, God, that her husband might have passed away. Oh.
But she wouldn't have called to tell you. She would have just sent you the clipping.
That would have been horrible.
Marty is an original Goonie, and Goonies never die.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. That would have been as hurtful as it gets. She would have picked up the phone for that. If her husband was really sick, I think she would have picked the phone up for that. But I don't know. You know, my mom, she comes from this dysfunctional family also. Who the hell knows?
That was my first thought. When you showed the New York, I saw the New York paper, I was like, oh, no, she did not just send it to you.
Oh, no. Is that a recipe? Is that a 30-minute meal? They never take 30 minutes, Bert. Don't even open that. It takes like 90 minutes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be so dramatic.
She has people come in and cook for her during the commercials.
You guys want to take any kind of guess on what this might be about?
I would have no idea.
It's about parental relationships or personal responsibility or a horoscope.
Or she wrote something for the paper.
Okay.
Maybe.
I have no idea.
It's a World Cup bracket filled out. based on who she thinks the hottest players on each team are.
Okay, all right. So the... You want me to tell you what the article is? I'll tell you what the article is first, because then the letter... This is the most random thing ever, y'all. It is an article... It is an article about Russian kids and an adoption camp that they go to.
Okay.
And the letter reads, you know, it's from April 30th. It just says, "Hello, Bert. When I read the enclosed article, I wondered whether you would be interested in doing something to help these young people. My idea was not a large program like Bert's Big Adventure. For example, some kind of program where your team might visit twice a year. You would represent acceptance from the outside world. The owner of this place might plan projects with you and the kids, and the children would be able to show you their accomplishments on the second visit. I hope you're all well, Mom."
Weird.
No, nothing about...
Nothing about the fractured relationship.
Well, see, the thing with me is it shows...
Go ahead, go at it, y'all.
Well, it shows your relationship, the fact that... Without it being open, what you expected was the absolute worst, and she's going to hurt you. And if let's take Bert and Myra out of this, that letter is not. I mean, it's kind of nice. It's like, you know what, you do so much for Bert's Big Adventure. Here's another venture that you might be able to do an accomplishment with too. And it comes across, I thought, as sweet.
1-877-588 Bert BERT 1-877-588-2378
To me, it's an example of how disconnected she is with you, and how disconnected. Like something random like that would, it just seems so formal. That it's like incredibly formal and disconnected, and it's like a, it's just off.
I hope you're all well, Mom.
But she did put Mom. She didn't put her name.
Yeah.
I mean,
there was no love. No love, Mom. Go ahead. What did you get out of it, Jeff?
I'm out.
Can't figure this out.
No, I would hire a family therapist.
It's very difficult for these guys in the studio to relate to me and my family, because everybody in here has healthy families, healthy situations. So I got done reading the letter, and this was my thought on it, was that this was just her way of reaching out somehow, some way, saying, "I am respecting the fact that you don't want to speak with me right now, but I just want to let you know that I'm thinking about you."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My wife had a different take on it.
What was hers?
What did she think?
In fact, I didn't even think about it until I brought it up to her. She was just really offended that there was nothing in there about our situation. She felt like it was all still very compartmentalized, and it just was very sort of cold and callous that this would be the first step. And I don't see it that way. I just see it like this is the way that she's reaching out to say, "Look, I'm still here if you need to talk."
Yeah, she's trying to open the communication again.
So is it better or worse than your expectations?
It's better than my expectations, because the pattern that she's shown over the years is when she gets hurt, then she really fires really nasty missiles. So this one isn't bad. I mean, yeah, this is...
I mean, it's complimentary, I thought.
I just think it's her way of trying to... I think my gripe with her over the years has always been, "Mom, you never even tried. You know, when I went out there, you just gave up. You never came out." Like, if this is my child, if this happens with me and my wife, Stacy, and I am estranged from my children, I am doing everything that I can. I'll fly out to see them. I'll knock on the door, even if their mother blocks me from seeing them, just so they know that I'm still interested in them. You know? Mm-hmm. She never showed, never called, nothing. So that's always been my gripe with her, is that you just gave up, dude. And that's now a big hole in my personality. So maybe this is just her way of saying, "I'm trying to show you that I'm still here."
Mm-hmm. And now she's annoyed that it's taken you 6 weeks to respond, and the poor kids from Russia don't have any friends.
Weird, dude. Weird. Hey, Stephanie, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Russian children, Bert.
Good morning, Bert. Hi. I don't know your past. Like you said, it would take a lot for you to actually explain it. But, I mean, my birthday was Monday, and I still haven't even heard from my parents. So I feel you on the whole closest thing. I think the letter kind of comes across as, "You're a complete stranger, but I heard your show does a lot of good things, so can you do this?"
I don't know. I mean, she is so disconnected from me. Like, in the past and presents she gives me and stuff like that are so out of anything that I'd be interested in that she really has no idea who I am.
But you assume. You should. I mean, that is your situation is, I mean, is tragic. I mean, the what you've had to go through, you shouldn't have had to go through. But I do think there are certain things that you read into and assume other families are. I mean, because, you know, like you said, she gets me gifts that I would. You know what? There's a lot of family. Like my family,
there's, you know,
they know you well and they still jack up the gifts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We do Christmas gifts, Christmas lists every year. And then we had to stop doing that because the list, like, I wouldn't get one thing that was on my list, and it would get something that they found. You know, they said, "Oh, well, this is like Melissa, and it has nothing to do with me." So that's not necessarily a sign of a dysfunctional family. That's just family just not thinking.
Here's Kim. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I just really wanted to say that I thought it was a very cold and impersonable letter, and she sounds basically pretty heartless.
Well, I would say that my mom is not the warmest person that you'd ever met, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. I mean, I think it's fairly well representative of what she's about. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
Hi.
Yes, my comment was, I honestly think that it is going to be a window that your mom's using to bring you back in so that she can somehow take control and hurt you again. Because that's all she's kind of ever done.
Yeah, and I'll say this about my mom, too. I don't think that she ever intends to hurt. I just I don't think that she's malicious. I just don't think she knows any better. Mm-hmm. I just don't think she knows how to deal with relationships any better, which is scary because she's a family therapist, you know?
You had said when she came to visit your kids, how uncomfortable it was for you to watch her lack of maternal skills.
Nothing. I mean, she likes the idea of being a grandparent, but she doesn't have the emotional connection to do it. She doesn't hug them, get on the floor with them, nothing. She sits there and she reads the New York Times while the kids are playing around her.
And then you said, like, it was sort of a reflection. It brought you back to your childhood. Like, how could she have raised me if she's this bad at it with her grandkids?
Yeah, like, you just don't, I think, all of a sudden become a, like, this warm, caring person just because you have grandkids, I don't think. So I don't know what my next move is. I just felt sort of numb about the whole thing yesterday. I don't feel any closer to calling her or not calling her. I just feel like this is going to sound cold. It feels like something on my to-do list I just have to do and start to get to, I don't know, begin the relationship
just
again.
Just wait till July.
Right,
I mean, June's going to be
plenty of months. Plenty of months.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.